in the limelight.
Two days after the indictment of former White House advisor Steve Bannon, Adam Schiff, a senior Democrat, warned on Sunday, 14th of November, criminal charges are possible for more associates of former U.S. President Donald Trump, who refused to cooperate with the House committee investigating the 6th of January Capitol attack. We'll prepare for you an article written by Richard Loscombe. The piece is titled, Bannon May Not Be the Only Trump Ally Indicted Over Capitol Attack. Days after the indictment of former White House advisor Steve Bannon, a senior Democrat warned on Sunday, 14th of November, that criminal charges are possible for more associates of former U.S. President Donald Trump, those who refused to cooperate with the House committee investigating the 6th of January Capitol attack. Adam Schiff, the chair of the House Intelligence Committee and a member of the panel investigating the deadly Capitol riot, also said some witnesses could be offered immunity in exchange for testimony in order to advance the inquiry. He told NBC's Meet the Press, he believed without a doubt that the Justice Department decision to charge Steve Bannon with contempt of Congress would shake loose defiant Trump associates. That could include the former Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, who did not show up for a deposition before the House Select Committee on Friday, 12th of November, shortly before Steve Bannon's indictment was announced. Adam Schiff said, now that witnesses see that if they don't cooperate, if they don't fulfill their lawful duty when subpoenaed, that they too may be prosecuted, it will have a very strong focusing effect on their decision-making. He added, even before the Justice Department acted, it influenced other witnesses who were not going to be Steve Bannon. Adam Schiff added, when ultimately witnesses decide, as Mark Meadows has, that they're not even going to bother showing up, that they have that much contempt for the law, then it pretty much forces our hand and will move quickly. Adam Schiff would not be drawn on whether that meant the committee would issue a criminal contempt referral for Mark Meadows, who, unlike Steve Bannon, was a government employee on 6th of January 2021. But he said the panel would decide quickly and that it wanted to make sure we have the strongest possible case to present to the Justice Department and for the Justice Department to present to a grand jury. Mark Meadows' lawyer has said his client will not appear before the committee unless compelled to do so by a judge. Adam Schiff conceded that certain witnesses, whom he did not identify, could receive limited immunity instead of criminal referral in exchange for their cooperation. The decisions to be made on a case-by-case basis. He said, with certain specific witnesses, we ought to consider it, he added, but as that kind of immunity makes it very difficult to prosecute not just them, but sometimes others. We need to think about it very carefully. Adam Schiff said he saw the developments as an early test of whether our democracy was recovering from the turmoil of the Trump administration. He added, basically, the Republican Party at the top levels, that is Donald Trump and those around him, seem to feel that they're above the law and free to thwart the law. And there's something admirable about thumbing your nose at the institutions of our government. Adam Schiff noted, Steve Bannon did what he did because for 4 years that's what worked. They could hold Republican Party conventions on the White House grounds. They could fire inspectors general. they could retaliate against whistleblowers. It was essentially a lawless presidency, and they were proud of it. That ought to concern every American. We need a re-establishment of the rule of law in this country, and I'm glad to see that is happening now. Steve Bannon's indictment and the threat of charges for Mark Meadows marked a significant escalation in the House Committee's efforts to get to the bottom of the 6th of January riot and Donald Trump's attempt to overturn a defeat by Joe Biden. Trump himself is locked in legal battle with the committee over the release of White House documents related to the day of the insurrection, when his supporters ransacked the Capitol building. On Thursday, 11th of November, a federal appeals court in Washington, D.C. handed Donald Trump a temporary victory by blocking the release by the National Archives of hundreds of pages of communication logs, memos, and other materials ordered by a lower court just days before. The appeals court will listen to arguments later this month on Donald Trump's claim that the documents are protected by executive privilege, before making a final decision. Adam Schiff said he believed efforts to delay the inquiry in the courts of law would not succeed. He said, "The courts of law themselves have recognized that Donald Trump essentially played our institutions for 4 years and played rope-a-dope in the courts." Adam Schiff added, "They moved with such expedition to reject Trump's claims in the district court a week or so ago. Now the Court of Appeals is saying they're going to have a hearing by the end of the month. Courts don't generally move that fast, and I think it's a recognition that Donald Trump has relied on justice delayed, meaning justice denied. So we and the courts of law are moving quickly." Meanwhile, in another development, a senior Senate Republican refused 4 times on Sunday, 14th of November, to condemn Donald Trump for defending supporters who chanted "Hang Mike Pence" during the deadly assault on the U.S. Capitol on 6th of January. Donald Trump made the comments about his vice president, who did not yield to pressure to overturn Joe Biden's election victory, in an interview with ABC's chief Washington correspondent, Jonathan Karl. John Barroso of Wyoming, the third-ranking Republican in the Senate, appeared on ABC's This Week program. He was asked, "Can your party tolerate a leader who defends murderous chants against his own vice president?" John Barroso of Wyoming replied, "Well, let me just say the Republican Party is incredibly united right now, and I think the more that the Democrats and the press become obsessed with President Trump, I think the better it is for the Republican Party. President Trump brings lots of energy to the party. He's an enduring force." He also said the party was focused on elections and policy debate, not the past. His host, George Stephanopoulos, said, "So you have no problem with the president saying, 'Hang Mike Pence' is common sense." John Barroso added, "I was with Mike Pence in the Senate chamber during 6th of January. And what happened was they quickly got Vice President Pence out of there, certainly a lot faster than they removed the senators. I believe he was safe the whole time." John Barroso added, "I didn't hear any of these chants. I don't believe that he did either. And Vice President Pence came back into the chamber that night and certified the election." George Stephanopoulos said, "We just played the chants. I'm asking you if you can tolerate the president saying 'Hang Mike Pence' is common sense." before pivoting to Trump's lie that the election was subject to widespread voter fraud, John Barrasso said, "It's not common sense."